Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Hello Entrepreneur Show with Deborah Sirki. And today I'm going to be sharing something that is very, very important and very key to business owners and entrepreneurs. You know, have you ever been really tired? Like, you know, not just tired, but you know, you're at that place that you just feel like, I'm not doing this business again. I'm tired. You don't have any motivation to continue. You just feel like you can't do it anymore. You're at that place that nothing motivates you, nothing appeals to you, even though you know your business has a purpose, but you're just there and there's really nothing you can do. That's being burnt out. You know, we all come to that place most of the time, sometimes, or not at all, that we're just burnt out. You know, we're just tired of everything and there's no strength to want to continue. So today I want to share some very simple tips, very simple but effective tips you can avoid getting to that point as a business owner and as an entrepreneur. I said simple because I don't want to just go sharing principles or big stuff that will just bore you. I just want to share things that I know have helped me over the years to avoid getting to that point, or if I'm there, it helps me get out of that point as a business owner. First of all, and one of the most important thing I want you to note, is that having a business that has a goal and that has a purpose helps a lot. That's because when you get to that point, you always have a bigger reason to pull through, and you always have something that you're looking forward to, something that you're looking at that you want to achieve or that you want to do, that will help you pull through from that point or from that situation or from that stage of feeling you cannot continue whatever it is that you're doing. I'm not saying if you have a goal or you have purpose you will not get burnt out. I'm just saying that it helps you, because it's not about just making money per se or just doing what you're doing, but because there is a bigger reason, there is a purpose behind it. So it will be very easy for you to pull through. It will be very easy for you to push yourself beyond your comfort zone. That being said, let's just get to it. The first thing is, I would say, is to set boundaries. You know, it's very easy for you to get overwhelmed if you're all over the place and you don't have boundaries. It means that, I'm not talking about boundaries with people or your customers now. I'm also talking about work boundaries. You know, we hear people say that, okay, I'm working for myself, so I work 24 hours, I work every day, I don't have breaks, I don't have holidays and all that. I know the passion is there, things need to get done, customers need to be served, but you have to set a work-life boundary for you not to get burnt out. That's because if you are consistently working and you're consistently all over the place, you get to a point that you get tired and you get overwhelmed and you will not have strength and the zeal to continue. So the first tip is to set boundaries. Learn to say no, even to yourself as the owner of the business, because you know that you're trying to protect yourself. You're trying to be okay to be able to continue tomorrow. And the second thing is delegate. You know, I've suffered this a lot as a business owner. That's because I feel there's nobody out there that can do it the way I want it to get done. You know, I just feel like the thing in my mind is not something that somebody can be able to bring it to life. So I just feel like, okay, I have to do this by myself. I have to do production, do packaging, delivery, and everything by myself. But that will take a lot from you, because it means that you're running everything by yourself and you're doing everything by yourself. So you have to learn to delegate certain responsibilities and certain tasks to your team members and to people, and also learn to trust them enough to handle those responsibilities, because even if you delegate and you're all stressed out and worried that they will not be able to do it well, it's also going to take away energy from you. So learn to delegate and also learn to trust that they will be able to handle it, and also learn to outsource. If you can't delegate, you can also outsource certain responsibilities or certain tasks or certain things that need to get done in your business, right? Hope you're enjoying this. The third tip is learn time management as a business owner. You know, if not, you will be overwhelmed with doing some unnecessary things. So if you learn time management, you'll be able to know, you'll be able to prioritize certain activities over others, and you will be able to make good use of your working time, and that will help you to avoid getting to that point where you'll be burnt out and you'll be overwhelmed with a lot of things. So one thing that's helped me in my journey as a business owner is using tools that will get certain things done for me, using certain content creation tools that will help me cut time and will help me do certain things easier, using systems that will help me run certain aspects of my business without necessarily repeating certain processes and doing things over and over again. So if you have a system of doing things, you know that, okay, by this time I do this, okay, at this point I do this, from production I move to this process, from this process I move to business. It makes your things organized. Aside making your business organized, it also helps you save time, it also helps you save energy, and it also helps you save money. So learn to use learn to use tools, learn to use apps that will help you manage your time and resources and energy as a business owner. The fourth thing that I want to talk about, right, that is very important, that I like very much, is self-care. And that's one thing that is very underrated, because people see it as something that, okay, you have to have a certain amount of money, or you have to get to a certain point in life to be able to engage in self-care activities. But that's not the thing. Self-care doesn't have to be expensive. Self-care doesn't have to be time consuming. It's just taking out time, deliberately and consciously taking out time to do something that will help your body recuperate, do something that will help your body relax and regain yourself. So you have to engage in self-care. Do one thing, maybe a week or one monthly, taking yourself out, buying your favorite food, or engaging in an activity that you know you love. Doing that helps you unwind and helps you take time away from work and the regular activities that will usually lead you to a point that you'll feel tired or overwhelmed or too tired to continue. So the last thing and the final thing is to take a break. I know you can be, you know, I have to be there, I don't need to take a break, I'm working for myself. If I take a break, I will lose money and all that. But trust me, taking a break will help you. It's in a way helping your business, because you'll be at that point that you'll be able to give your best to the business. So take a break, at least in a year, take out time from your business, take out some weeks from your business, or whatever works for you. In a month, you can take out a day, or a week, you can take out a day, whatever you know works for you. But try as much as possible to take breaks from time to time. Hope this helps, and I want to know what you think about it. If you have other tips that has helped you to avoid getting burnt out or avoid being overwhelmed with work, kindly share with us. See you next time. Bye bye.